So last week we talked on the topic of, can moms really have it all? Especially working moms. Like, can we have the career? Can we have the kids? Can we have the husband? Can we have everything all at one time? And I think the answer is really up to you and how you feel about putting everything together, where you're at in your current career, where you want to be, how your marriage looks, and what your kids' stage and ages are. And so I'll leave that answer up to you. And you can definitely lean back into the last episode to get my take on, can working moms really have it all? But for today, we are going to talk a little bit on the topic of boundaries, because boundaries is a key ingredient to making sure that we can have as much as we possibly can for today. Not in a greedy way, but to make sure that we're capitalizing on our time, because that is the most precious resource that we have that is non-renewable. And so today we're going to talk about boundaries in a sense of a metaphor that maybe you've heard before with a slightly different tilt. So if you're ready for a little bit more time and setting some boundaries, maybe in stone, but also with a little bit of flexibility, because as you know, I love to live in the gray zone, this episode is for you. Let's go. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Years ago, I was fortunate enough to have an executive coach, and about every other week, we would meet for an hour and we would talk through different leadership challenges that I was facing. We'd talk about wins, we'd talk about different strategies that I could implement to grow my career set and my skill set in leadership, and I will forever be grateful for that opportunity and that gift of his time and the investment, not only on his part, but my company's part, to help me pursue growth in this area. But I'll never forget one particular time he and I were meeting, and I was kind of unloading where I was at personally and professionally, and I found myself in this really difficult spot of struggling with work-life balance. And while you know that I love to focus on work-life blend, that hadn't quite hit me right at that time. And so I was really focused on, how do I give more to my work, but also give more at home? And I almost felt like I was giving so much more at work that I was drained and I had no focus, no presence, no energy left at the end of the day for those people who were most important to me, my family, my children. And so I was explaining, you know, I'm struggling with work-life balance, and I don't know if that's this industry or if that's this position or if I need a new job or if I'm just at a place where this is just as good as life gets. And so as I was lamenting to him, he said, well, give me an example of a time where you really felt like you were out of balance. And so I shared with him the experience of the previous evening. I had made a commitment to myself that I was gonna go out for a run. I do love a good run every so often. And so that was gonna be my night. I was gonna shut off at 5 o'clock, at least for 45 minutes so that I could get a few miles in. It was more of like a walker, not a jog or even runner, but a walker, a walk, jog. And I just wanted 45 minutes to myself, not even an hour. So I had committed to shutting off for those 45 minutes, including my computer, and just taking time to prioritize myself. And as 5 o'clock rolled around, I was feeling so good and optimistic and really excited to finally get out and do something for myself. I shut my computer lid, I drove home, changed my clothes, and off I was to a run. And it felt so good to get going and to feel the sun beating on my body and to listen to my own rhythmic breathing, or gasping at the time, I suppose, I was really out of shape, and just to focus on me, or to focus on nothing at all, and just hear the footsteps of my shoes hitting the pavement and be surrounded by presence, right? Just focusing on what was in front of me at the time. And that happened to be me. And while I was embracing just the feel of being present for the moment, I was suddenly awakened and brought back to reality by the jarring pinging of my phone. And then it was a voicemail, and I found myself slowing my walk or my jog to more of a walking type of pace so that I could catch up on the texts that were coming in and respond instantly so that nobody was waiting on me, of course, and then to be able to listen to the voicemails that came in throughout my run and talk to text so that I could text back so nobody was waiting on me. I had this immense pressure that told me that as an executive, as a leader, I needed to respond to anybody who needed me right away, with immediacy, with urgency, because in healthcare, I wanted to make sure that they had what they needed in order to take care of the people that we serve. And so the more that they had to wait on me, I felt the lesser quality experience that our residents and our customers had. So I really wanted to make sure it was important to me that I prioritized customer service to those employees who were needing me at the time. Now, some of it wasn't necessarily urgent, it wasn't life and death, it was questions that could have waited until later. And I recognized this later after talking through it with my executive coach. And he said to me, well, that sounds terrible because you had prioritized yourself. You were doing something for yourself. We talk so often about self-care and how do we make sure that our cup is full so that we can pour into other people's glasses. And you were doing it, you were taking the right steps there. But what did you communicate to your team or to those team members who were pinging you as far as what they could expect from a response time? If they're used to always hearing from you immediately and you were so concerned about a 45-minute wait, did you communicate to them ahead of time, right? Almost like setting up this boundary of communication as well. So you're gonna go ahead and do something for yourself. But if that interrupts the typical flow of what they can come to expect from you, maybe you need to communicate to them. So not necessarily that they're going to stop pinging you, but to know that there may be a delay in the response time. And I thought that was so insightful. And he said, and what other boundaries did you put up in place even at home so that the kids got picked up, so that you didn't have to worry about making dinner as soon as you got home? And probably the most impactful thing he said to me was, if you don't fix what's going on today in your current environment, you will continue to replicate this in future jobs, in future companies, because you are allowing these things to happen. You are enabling this. You are coming to their rescue and saying, yep, I got you. I'm going to sacrifice myself so that you can get a text response from me on something that isn't life and death, isn't urgent. Is it important? Yes. But could you respond to it a little bit later? It really hit me hard as we talked about the importance of boundaries in this specific example. See, for so long, we've been conditioned to think that the grass might always be greener on the other side of the fence. And therefore, if I'm unhappy here, then there's another solution out there that might be better. If I want to climb higher and I'm not doing that in my current career, I need to leave and go find something else. Or if I'm not finding work-life balance, gosh, maybe the next company is going to help me to do a better job of that. Sometimes the common response is, right, we hear we need to water our own grass rather than looking at the grass that's green on the other side of the fence. Sometimes we need a little fertilizer. Sometimes we need a little water on our own grass, which is true. However, I would challenge you to think about the notion of the grass not being greener on the other side. And while, yes, you still need to water your own grass, I actually believe that sometimes we need a fence. A fence is to protect. A fence is to keep things out that don't belong there. A fence is to make sure what stays inside of our area stays there, and it protects and keeps things safe. That is what I would encourage you to consider rather than necessarily jumping into the next career or into another solution without really evaluating what fences have I put up to protect what's important to me. And in this instance or this example, I really hadn't put up any boundaries. I didn't communicate and say, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing with either my family or with my team members. And it didn't mean that things had to change necessarily, but it set the level of expectation for others, and it allowed me to have grace for my response time and flexibility, and empowered me to be able to go do something that was important to me without feeling guilty. So without that fence, I really set myself up for failure. A fence may appear to be very black and white or very rigid. So I would actually, in this metaphor of fence talk for boundaries, I would include a gate. I'd include a gate in your boundary that allowed for flexibility, because there's not always going to be those perfect situations. There's going to be an emergency that pops up when you've set up your boundary, right? There's going to be things that need to change based on what your kids' needs are at the time or what the work priorities are at the time. And so while boundaries are healthy, and depending upon the boundary, some of them need to be in concrete and in steel and cemented together, sometimes our boundaries also need that swinging fence of flexibility to allow for grace, to allow for those times when things that are urgent really need to be taken care of right away, and to also allow some communication to happen as well. And maybe your boundary is, you know what, I'm going to put my phone down from 5 to 7 every single night, yet that fence allows for a little flexibility, again, so that we don't set ourselves up for failure. Because if you don't have your phone down by 5:30 at night, do you automatically assume that you're a failure, that you gave in and you didn't uphold your boundary? No, that gate is swinging a little bit back and forth. It's got a latch on it. So go ahead and move that from 6 to 8, right? Or whatever the change is, so that you give yourself a little bit of grace. It doesn't have to be black and white. And yet you can still uphold boundaries that are important to you. And so if you too are finding yourself in a position where you're questioning, is this company right for me? Or am I doing the right thing? Or gosh, I can't seem to find work-life balance. Maybe X, Y, or Z, whatever this other solution is that you're contemplating or suggesting or looking into as the next best thing, I would encourage you to look at what your grass looks like today and what fence or boundaries you need to put up with a little bit of flexibility and that grace of the swinging fence, so that you can have a better today in order to set yourself up for a better tomorrow. Because had I not really started putting up that fence or figuring out what boundaries I needed to put in place in my own career, I really would have taken those behaviors and those expectations into another company. When in reality, I didn't need a company to tell me I needed better work-life balance. I needed to uphold that through the boundaries that I set for myself. So for what it's worth today, envision not only the grass being green on your side of the fence, you need to water it, probably a little bit of fertilizer, and put up those fences that need to be there. Some of them, yes, concrete, steel, it is boundaries of respect, it is how people treat you. Absolutely, those need to be concrete. But those that can be flexed, insert that gate. Maybe it's a wooden fence, right? The white picket fence that we always dreamed about when we were kids, that has a swinging gate to it with a latch so it can stay closed. It doesn't always swing, but to know when to ebb and when to flow and when that gate can open and shut. So it provides you not only boundaries, but flexibility as well, so that you're not set up for failure or feeling as though you've lost all control because you didn't uphold this specific boundary at a specific time. So give yourself grace, give yourself flexibility, and add that swinging fence to your gate to keep your grass green. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.